Anchorage is having one of its most violent years in decades. 22 people have been killed, along with two more deaths from officer-involved shootings. In July alone, there were 9 homicides within the municipality. This comes just after 2015 saw the highest number of murders since the mid-90s and has many residents asking whether something's changed that has made the city more dangerous. To find out, Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes sat down with the head of the Anchorage Police Department.
Chief Chris Tolley and I sit down for a long interview on the 8th floor of City Hall, and he quickly comes out with a sentiment that's fairly common in Anchorage right now.
There's no doubt about it, Zach. Right now, we're having a lot of crimes, and I'm concerned, and I know the community's concerned.
The department tracks a lot of data and is seeing a 15% increase in calls for service. That includes everything from assaults to property theft to reports of suspicious activity. Just the overall volume, Tolley says, that's up. But what's got most people's attention is what seems like a lot more violent crime. Shootings, stabbings, and a rash of murders, a dozen of them clustered around just 6 weeks this summer.
We're seeing a trend here where half the victims are under the age of 21. I mean, this is really concerning that our juveniles and young adults are in a vulnerable area.
Tolley is quick to point out that there's no one cause that explains all of this year's homicides. He says the department's found no compelling evidence the murders are linked to gang activity. Nearly a third of the murders relate to domestic violence. Mental health problems have played a prominent role in some of the cases. Tolley says the most consistent factor is the presence of drugs and alcohol.
Most of these incidents are things that went too far. Disputes over different things, over drugs or things like that. It's incidents that have gone too far. Domestic violence is another big part of this. You know, it's really concerning. So do you know somebody who's having struggling in your family or your neighbor that some intervention may be necessary?
Across the municipality, neighborhood crime watches post information to Facebook groups, not all of it verified. And there are more and more citizens that have signed up to get crime alerts sent straight to their phones. And with so much data pouring in, it can be easy to feel like chaos is descending. Tolley and other city officials want you to resist that impulse, though. Over the last decade, the homicide rate has fluctuated between about 4 and 8 deaths per 100,000 residents. If this year ends with no more murders, which is unlikely, the rate would be about 8. By contrast, the murder rate in St. Louis last year was 59. Tolley calls a violent year like this in Anchorage a fluke, but says it's neither unprecedented nor an anomaly.
Over the 8- and 10-year trends, you do see spikes like this historically and so on. Is this one of those spikes? Probably was. We have to wait to see what the rest of the year brings us.
In response to the violence, particularly among young people, the department plans on using more school resource officers, the police who are permanently stationed within schools once classes resume. Tolley also says that as staffing levels rise, the department is reevaluating policies and procedures to improve them and trying to develop better lines of communication with communities. But he says often police get called in the aftermath of violence, and there's a limit to what they can be expected to do.
This isn't about the police department solely. It's about our community. I'm as concerned as the rest of the community is. I can't fix this by myself. The administration can't fix it by itself. It takes the community to take ownership of this. Police are not a substitution for health services. Police are not a substitution for school teachers, for that matter, as parents.
That's a view shared by Mayor Ethan Berkowitz's administration as well. They've prioritized restoring police staffing levels, which were reduced under the previous administration. And Berkowitz says they're beginning to see progress.
The police force has grown substantially over the last year. We're almost at 400 officers now, which was the goal.
Berkowitz believes that more police is the starting point for better public safety because the extra capacity means officers can be more proactive and less reactive. Like Tolley, he sees violent crime as more complex than any one cause. However, he says problems are being exacerbated by shrinking state support in areas that overlap with violent crime, like reduced drug and alcohol treatment options and release of prisoners from correctional facilities. But Berkowitz is adamant that even amid recent upticks, Anchorage is still a relatively safe city.
The idea that you can have a totally safe community is something we aspire to, but it's not going to happen.
Another view Berkowitz and Tolley share is that violent crime is concentrated around the drug trade and what the mayor calls bad lifestyle choices. The other side of the administration's approach to community policing has been trying to rebuild community partnerships.
The community also has a responsibility to help the police do their job and help the police do their job in a way that's safer.
If our community is not involved in providing the solutions, then we're already missing the piece.
Mao Tosi is a community advocate in Anchorage and was deeply involved in the city's anti-gang efforts several years ago. His diagnosis of the escalation in violent crime is that it began when social services and opportunities to low-income communities started to be reduced under the last mayoral administration. And those cuts to services and staff, Tosi says, haven't yet been recouped.
So we have less police officers. And even in our school districts, they're cutting funds in our education. So we have less teachers, less programming. So all these things are almost the perfect storm of issues coming together.
Tosi says he supports the administration's efforts to pursue a better community policing model, but that after several years of worsening relations, the gap has widened between APD and the communities experiencing the heaviest toll from violent crime. Communication is great, but Tosi says so far, policy has come from the top floor of City Hall without enough input from those closest to what's happening on the street. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes,